Now it's time for the business news, and here's Brian Finn.
Áine, thank you. Domestic gas and electricity prices have been falling in recent months, much to the relief of hard-pressed householders who have been subject to several rounds of price increases since inflation took off a few years ago. And there could be more good news in sight, according to the latest forecasts from energy market consultants Cornwall Insights. Lisa Foley, a principal consultant at Cornwall Insights, is here. Before we take a look at the forecasts, Lisa, we might take a look back at the last few years. You deal, of course, with the wholesale energy markets. So just to give us an idea, how high did prices go and where did they come from?
Yeah, good morning. So at Cornwall, we model the power prices, as you say, for the wholesale market. So for 2019, for example, we had €50 per megawatt hour for wholesale electricity prices on average. They reduced to 37 megawatt per hour for during COVID as the demand reduced. And then they spiked to €226 per megawatt hour during the Russian invasion of Ukraine and when the gas prices spiked. What we've seen now in 2023 and 2024 is a reduction in those prices. So we're down to, on average for 2024 so far, about €87 per megawatt hour.
€87. So we had a mild winter, second in a row. Is there an element of good luck here that we didn't burn through LNG stocks that we're now reliant on? And how did that impact the price?
Yeah, I think that's a fair assessment. With the milder winter, we didn't use as much gas. The gas stocks in Europe are at record high levels at the moment. So that's where our forecasts now are showing that we think for the fiscal year 24-25, so from April to March, the prices will reduce by a further 40% in the wholesale power prices. And that is related to having LNG stores.
Now, we've seen prices come down for domestic users, but the energy providers, they price off the markets that are going up and down all the time. So we don't see the full reflection of prices going up or coming down. But can we expect more price cuts ahead from the suppliers?
Yeah, I think we should see the power prices trickle down. So the bills that consumers experience have about 75% of that bill is wholesale pricing at the moment. So as those wholesale prices reduce, the suppliers tend to pass that on to consumers. We've seen a lot of the suppliers have had price cuts in the last few months. Some of them have had several. And we would feel that the prices should trickle down into consumer bills going forward.
But of course, this is not a straight line down. We have trouble in the Middle East surging again in recent days. We've seen the oil price go back up again. So what impact could that have?
I think Ireland is still very exposed in terms of the electricity prices. So we are reliant on the international commodity markets for gas and oil and coal until we become more self-sufficient as we increase the levels of renewable on the system. We will be dependent on what's happening in the international markets and if there's any events internationally, as you say, like the Middle East crisis.
And what impact have renewables had on the market? Are they starting to play into the pricing?
Yeah, I think interestingly, you can see for the first 3 months of the year, 40% of Ireland's power was delivered from renewable energy and the prices have been reducing. We have a new record for wind levels of 1500 gigawatt hours in March set this year. The targets for renewables are obviously increasing out to 2030 and our forecasts would show that the electricity prices will be reflective of that and they will continue to reduce out to the latter end of this decade.
And are householders looking at prices pretty much where they were before Ukraine, or higher or lower? How is the market looking?
We are still higher than historic levels of electricity prices, and we would forecast that that will maintain. So as we move out towards the end of the decade, the prices will reduce, but going into 2030 and beyond, the demand is going to increase as well. So that will be through electrification of heat and transport, industrial commercial demand increases, and the power prices will start to increase again. But I think it is important that as we grow more renewables on the system, become more self-sufficient through interconnection and the requirement for flexible generation on the system, that the power prices can reduce. So there is an optimising between the demand and the renewables.
Lisa Foley of Cornwall Insights, thank you very much indeed.